Hello, I'm Dr. George Everly, and I'm joined once again by Dr. Carolyn Fowler. We've been talking about the 10 principles crisis leadership, especially as they apply to frontline leaders. We've been taking a look at each of the 10 under a bit of a microscope. We're examining them to see how we can bring them to life. Number five, people trust actions, not words. Practice what you preach. Walk the talk. Carolyn, what does that look like in reality?
It looks like modeling the behaviors that we're expecting to see in other people. So if we're talking about social distancing, we need to be social distancing. If we're talking about well-being and self-care, we need to be doing that. People notice the discrepancy between what we ask of them and what we do. And so it's being a role model is critically important now.
So what happens when you have to take a new direction? When the new direction contradicts the old, how do we handle that one?
Tell the truth about it. This is one of the trust-building behaviors that often we forget about. It's being courageous enough to tell the whole truth about things that are hard. And maybe we made the best guess and the best decision with the information we had at the time. But then as information changes, we need to make different decisions. And so for leaders to do what they have been doing, which is to say, this was the decision we made with the available evidence, but now it's time for us to switch, is all people need to know. When we try and make excuses for the fact we're changing decisions or changing policies, that's when people stop trusting us.
It almost feels like a betrayal, I imagine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because it feels so inconsistent. It can also feel that it's not equitable. So, you know, we made this decision in this situation and now we're changing it. People need to feel that we're in this together, that it's about us, that people are being accountable and clear and equitable, that we're counting on each other, we're trusting their capability. People need to feel seen and heard and respected. And they need to see us do what we say that we're going to do.
We said earlier in this series the importance of consistency. But what prompted this series is the COVID-19. Mm. And we've certainly seen the information change. It's dynamic. It's an ongoing, changing situation. So I think this point is extremely important that you're making. When you have to change direction, tell people you're changing direction and tell them why. Sometimes part of leadership is sharing bad news. What would you say? What advice could you give them about that?
Well, it gets back to telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think what's important is that we have to share it in a way that honors people's emotions and feelings. And in some ways that trusts them to be able to manage it. You know, sometimes we withhold things because we think our people won't manage it. They won't be able to handle it. And while in some ways that's honorable to be trying to protect people from too much burden, it's also discounting the very real capability people have to take care of themselves. And so we want to be able to share it in a way which also allows people to share their input and their insights about what they feel about it. And of course, to be able to wrap people in the support that we've discussed earlier.
Any general guidance on giving feedback?
Well, the first is to ground yourself in your intention to be supportive. So we should be never shaming, never blaming, and never criticizing in public. Being very clear about making sure that the feedback is actionable so that it can actually support people in growing and getting better at what they're doing. And I think that's so important also to listen when we're sharing feedback. So as we provide feedback, to ask people, well, do you have any questions about the feedback I've provided to you? I think the thing about trust, George, that you and I have discussed often is that it's about a partnership. When people feel connected to each other and safe with each other, then trust is built. When people don't feel like that, it's broken. And I think what we've learned is that most trust breaking is unintentional. It's those small things we do, the carelessness, the taking credit for other people's work, or the not inviting people to be part of a solution. Those are the little things that break trust.
So this is a really important principle. People trust actions, not words. If we want to learn more, where would we go?
Well, we would go, if I can find the slide, of course, to the Office of Wellbeing. Let me just bring it up one more time. And as we've said to you on the way through, the Office of Wellbeing is coordinating all of these responses. We have the email address if you want to email questions, suggestions, comments, and all of the resources that support this series, and of course, the response to support staff's emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical well-being can be accessed at this website.
And we are very fortunate to have that total continuum, that integrated series of resources here at Johns Hopkins. So I thank you once again, Carolyn, and everybody, I thank you for listening.
Thank you.